Table of Six Productions presents Fallen Empires.
Alright, it's the next morning.
Hello.
Jayla's up super early. She's literally sitting at the edge of the field, just watching and waiting, sharpening her blades more.
I just sit down next to her.
Be ready.
Not creepy, because I had a really good time with Astro, so I'm trying to save myself for that, you know.
Are you ready for this?
As ready as I'll ever be. I leave my mask down, my cowl down, I'm comfortable.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Only he's seen it.
I scurry out of a tent.
You're not even a wrecker.
Yeah, I scurry out of a tent.
It's
morning.
First
I'm ready
thing
to
in
go.
The morning.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Jayla starts walking door to door, waking up the people that are left. There's quite a few people that have already left. Like they're no longer here.
Yeah.
But the people that are left, you have a handful of hunters and about four farmers.
Thanks, pal.
You didn't know. You don't know.
I like it, pal, like a pal, buddy.
Pal.
They get up. Jayla sets their pillow, tells them all to be ready at the edge of the buildings, ready to fire.
Be on edge of the edge, boys.
Whenever the giant gets in range, tells them that we can do it. We'll be able to fight him off. We'll win this for the town, and we'll make Milton back to the great city that it was before. You have, of the hunters, you have Tastra and Dawn are still there. They're two of the main two people of the hunter group. They're all getting ready. They got a big bundle of arrows setting beside them.
Makes sense for me to be there, too.
What are you guys doing with the food?
I come out completely stone sober. And like all put together and like super ready for the day.
Ooh.
And I gather everyone up, all the important people up. And I'm like, so we doing this or what? And then I open my coat up and expose the cubes.
We only have two.
I know. The cubes. There's two.
Okay.
Got him.
They poured out a lot of the food. They've rustled together food and they put it over top of these pitfalls. Some of it on top of it, and then some right behind.
These go on top?
No. Those are extra pitfalls behind it. So they've like sprinkled food on the pitfalls, and then they've put food trailing to behind them.
Well, do you think he's gonna fall for it multiple times?
She said he was super stupid.
Giants, Jay was like, giants are not very intelligible. Intelligent, and even if they don't downplay these people. They're trying to protect their own
but
village.
Wouldn't it make more sense to attack it while it's in the hole?
Well, of course it would. And why wouldn't we shoot it with arrows when it's in the holes? But once it gets back out,
but
where is it going to go? But closer to us, unless it runs away. And if it runs away, then we win.
I guess my issue is why leave a trail of food from hole to hole if we're going to shoot it. It's not going to eat, right?
No, but the holes past that is when it advances and it falls in the next hole.
Did they say they're like there's a trail of food here and then a trail of food here?
No, there's like a big pile of food here and then there's just a little bit of food over the thing. So he comes up and grabs some, it falls in the hole. And then he gets mad. He has to walk through the pile of food and continue to run towards us, and it falls in the next pillow.
I thought it was like...
Not like a trail, like a piece of candy.
Like a,
you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah, hitting a rake over him.
So, they have some of the food there, and I don't know. What are you... Are you still going on with your plan? Pello asks you.
The plan... My plan is what everyone else's plan is.
Well, you said something about the cubes.
Yeah, do we want to use them or not? That's what I'm asking you.
No.
Do we want to go for the advantage, or do we think we have it?
I don't think it's necessary.
Any chance to weaken it would be in my favor, Pelos
says. You could also strengthen it with those.
Mm-hmm.
I like the plan.
I like the plan as is. No poison.
You?
I say no.
I can make him throw up if it makes him too strong.
Pelo's on board. Jayla says, I'm not the tactician. I'm staying out of this. I told you that I will take the main front. As long as you guys can flank.
That's 3v1. 2. Sorry, guys.
Or, you know, we can ask the ladies if they want to vote, too. It's pretty sexist. Pretty sexist. You ask three guys and you ask two other people.
Castra.
You're a girl.
You're rolling for it?
Yes. Yep. And no is 10 or less. Or, yeah, 10 or less. No, she doesn't want to do it. And Dawn doesn't want it either.
So let's see. It's half a vote. And half a vote. So that's 2.5 versus 3.
Your math is horrible. Even if it was half a vote, there's still a whole vote. That's 3 and 3.
2.5 and 3, right?
Get out.
I'll save these cubes for myself then.
That's a great idea.
You should.
Oh, you take one right
now. So then we're not using the cubes then.
Well, I might use them.
On myself.
Myself.
Oh my. Okay. That's a choice that you can make. That's fine with me.
Choice only you can make.
All right, so it's getting closer to noon. The giant said that he would be back around then. Any last preparations?
Yeah, I look at Tastra and just say, guess for luck. Peck on the cheek and take off running. Flex over here to the
he
side.
He almost bit out his paw.
Just on the cheek. We're friends. We're girly friends. She ain't mad at me.
Yeah, she is. She rolled too.
I don't care. I still got a job to do.
Whoa.
I said friends.
What?
Keep running.
I do a ritual from Unseen Service.
She changes her mind on the cubes.
No, she's gonna roll with disadvantage.
You're gonna make her roll with disadvantage?
She doesn't want to shoot you anymore. She's worried about you.
Shoot you?
I hope she didn't want to shoot me before.
I know, now she's worried about you.
Confused.
I'm so confused.
Women are weird.
Oh, man. Alright.
That's why I date him.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I go sit on the pile of food.
I
sit on the pile of food?
Everybody does the Kirk and Bones and Spock.
You're sitting on... Jayla, what are you doing?
He's an idiot.
I'll look back.
The whole point of this is to make the giant come out here and think he's won. You're sitting there. What do you think he's going to do?
I'm going to present him with the food.
Listen to Jayla.
I'm done. His mouse can do whatever he wants, and she just walks back.
When this is over, can we please sell him?
Wait, that seems rather immoral.
Okay, we'll kill him?
More so?
Bone Crusher is a gross figure.
The rapper?
Towering the height of a tree.
3, 5, 4.
But as wide as a cart. He rolls.
This doesn't seem that big.
Huh? He's got a crooked grin. In one hand, he carries this giant sapling. And with the other, he has a giant brown sack dotted with various unwholesome bloody stains. And he starts to walk out.
Oh, he's coming from this direction? Mm-hmm.
You guys are that way. So, if you want to take all those guys, put them back here. Let's see what I got here.
No!
Hey!
Do not do that.
Cut it out. Around noon the next day, he emerges.
I study these pitfalls real good.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to post up behind here. Yeah.
Same.
You want to post up? On the other side?
They're posting up.
Jayla is so confused at what's going on.
She's going to fall in the hole and we attack, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think I wanted to be up here? You turkeys?
Wow, he's bigger than I thought.
I need to slash.
He's smaller than I thought.
Oh man, you guys are all up there. Jayla's staying behind the holes.
I can run.
Kind of shaking her head.
I thought she was supposed to be in the front lines.
Yeah.
As soon as
she doesn't understand what you got.
As soon as I see Powell move up to me, I try to get behind that rock.
She's this whole time is saying, "I'm not a strategist." And then
she's like, "Wow, she's a tactician."
Yeah. All of a sudden,
she's just looking at. She's like, "What?" She looks at both their flanks, and there's like four hunters here, a couple farmers here, and you guys are like 100 feet away from.
We're like 60 feet from her.
You're 50 feet away from that back wall there. 50 feet further is where the houses are, where all archers are sitting.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
They're going to increase. Oh, hey, our range is great. It's 300 feet. I hope we can hit him while he's in this hole.
Well, the hole's not a... He's not going to fall like to his waist in this hole.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, they're shooting at a human target from... 200 feet away? Mm-hmm. They couldn't hit from 8 feet away.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Boo. Villagers, boo.
Jayla's, she's still standing out there, but she's staying back.
So we know his name?
Yeah, they said it. Yeah, they said his name.
He's outside the club.
All right.
Actually, he's carrying it.
He starts walking up, and he starts yelling out, "Do you have my food? My food better be ready."
Oh, Bone Crusher.
You went to public school?
Oh, cinematic.
Oh, he looks so
big.
I don't think it's in focus.
Look at me. It's rattling.
Oh, the food is here. You've made such a wise decision. As he continues to walk towards you guys.
Tiny head.
Does. He's the opposite of a T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a little head and big arms.
He walks all the way up, and he like...
I dip around the side, like I'm just trying to constantly stay out of his view.
Oh, yeah, me too.
He scoops up a little piece of the food and just stuffs it in his mouth. He's like, "Little mousy, what are you doing here?"
"I come to present you with your food. It's a present for you." And I like do like a full bow, like, and then back up like this in between the two pit balls behind me. Like to almost demonstrate how solid the ground is.
"Yes, this food would be delicious." And he like reaches down to grab some, and you see him fall. He falls down in this pit. His head and half of his chest is like sticking out, and you hear him just go, "Ah, you fools!"
I'm
going to
aim for his eyes.
All right, why don't we all roll initiative just to see how you guys will go. The giant's going last no matter what.
20. Oh, nice.
7.
Oh, man. 13.
That's okay.
Please be less than me, Eric.
13. Oh, God. Why did you not want to go?
Because if I go last, then one of my spells would do nothing. Can we... Powell and I tied. Can I go before Powell?
Who's got the highest dex?
I have 3.
+3?
+3. You're going first. Oh, that's perfect. I'm going to beef you guys up so much.
All right.
Can you give me advantage?
Hmm?
Can you give me advantage?
Possibly.
That could help me out a lot because it gets me my sneak attack.
Oh, yeah. Where even is it?
What's the loss if I aim for a specific target?
Disadvantage.
And he's in a hole. Prone.
No, not prone. It's not going to be considered prone. He's too big.
Okay. So he can still consistently dodge. I'll have to roll a disadvantage.
Well, you can do this, yeah. Prone is like, you can't dodge when you're flat, but he's not flat.
I'm just trying to aim at his eye.
If he was prone, it'd be double disadvantage. Because your range.
Oh, that too.
All right.
Getting off lucky.
As he lands inside the pit, he starts screaming out in pain. You can tell that he's beyond frustrated. He goes, "You fools will all die. I will eat every one of you." And you guys can start. Tamsin, you're up first.
A little over on the front side of it, that side of it.
He's going to take 12 damage from the first
attack. Whoa, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And I am going to aim for his eye.
For his eye?
Right eye.
Okay.
Double. That's the third. That's a 10, an 11.
Well, really not good.
It was worth it.
It was worth it. That would have been awesome. All right. Are you staying there?
No, I'm going to move back behind the rock.
Behind the rock?
Behind the rock.
Move back behind the rock. Wait.
Garcon.
Uh-oh.
Behind the rock, 4-4.
Uh-oh. Jalen. After me?
What about the rest of them?
Jalen.
Huh? The rest of them are all at the end of the round.
Okay.
They just all fire once. Squeeb, you're up.
Being in the pit, could he still go prone if I did a thing to him?
Go prone?
Yeah.
He's kind of stuck at this point. Like he's literally stuck inside the hole up his waist.
But he's not prone?
Yeah, but he's not prone.
I'm going to do...
he's too big.
He's a bonfire.
I'll jump out. And I say, bonfire!
Turn the lights out! I'm burning everything you've done.
And I
Johnny
do it
talk about.
In his... He's a huge creature, so he takes up 15 feet. I'll put it... Is Halo music? I'll put it on his frontmost 5-foot square.
Okay.
He needs a dex 13.
Fail.
Got him. Fired up.
For 6 fire damage.
5 fire damage.
That's pretty cool.
I'm gonna...
I'll use your bones as toothpicks.
This is definitely Halo music. Halo 2.
This isn't Halo 2 music.
Yeah, it is. From this...
We're playing a game here. It's Halo original.
See, he told you it was Halo 2.
That doesn't mean it's
he says game. We're playing a game here, by the way.
It's a combat evolved. Yes.
All right. You ran back. Pal, you're up.
So he's prone, so do we
he's
get
he's not prone.
Okay.
He's not prone. He's just in it. Down here.
Everybody said the same thing.
Why does anyone think he's prone? Doesn't even make sense why he would be.
I just have him laying down because just to say that he's in the pit.
Okay.
He's Andy Dwyer right now.
I'll go up and slash.
You're gonna slash him?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
With the hook.
Ooh. Oh, use your new hook.
We outfit in the pit, yeah.
A 10.
Miss.
So he's not incapacitated or anything.
No, he's going to attack you.
Right?
Dude, Jayla said that this thing can wipe you guys out, like, with one hit.
Right.
So she said don't engage until I'm engaged.
So
that's why I'm kind of confused why everyone's engaging.
The pits don't get at us anything except hurting him.
It's just hurting him right now.
So it's not impairing him at all.
Okay.
So cross your fingers and run.
Yeah, he'll take an opportunity attack then.
Yeah.
He got a massive plus 11 and like 3d8 plus 6.
That is
a
24 to hit.
Yikes.
I think he might die outright here.
Uh-oh. Possibly.
Nope. I'm going really bad. 10 damage.
Okay.
10 damage, alright.
Yep.
Fine.
And he rolled bad.
That was probably the worst I could ever.
Ever.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was taking video. I didn't know.
10 damage.
Okay.
He just like, you come up and like slash at him and it does nothing. And he just looks down at you and he takes this big giant like branch and he just smashes you up against the ground. And
up against the ground?
Up against the ground.
It's the way it hits you, it just barely brushes the side of you and it still feels like it's just crushing you. So if a solid hits, you could just basically be explode. It just explode. very, very dangerous. So you ran back.
Yeah.
Token, you're up. All right.
Oh. 14.
Hits.
for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 damage. Piercing.
Hits him in the shoulder, and he just goes and snaps off. I will eat you, little one, first.
Ooh, please do. I'm tasty.
Jayla does a dash up to about right where you got, right in front. Pello's all the way back. Get Pello out of here. He's back there with the archers. Jayla makes it right in between the two other traps, and she's like, just while she's running, these idiots are going to get themselves killed, and she just like pulls out her long sword and has two hands, and she's just like sprinting out that way.
She doesn't use her... Didn't she have a crossbow?
Yeah.
Oh. Doesn't use it?
Yeah, she has a heavy crossbow. I guess she could do that. Thank you. She does 10 damage.
Yeez.
It hits, and you can see like the ripple effect in his chest as it hits really hard. These fools. And he just steps forward, and you see him fall in another pit. As he does, he swings down at Jayla.
Jayla, what are you doing?
You are not no tactician, but I'll gladly take your shinies.
That is a 17 to hit, and that is your armor class. All right, let's see what happens this time.
Max damage.
Well, not bad. 13 damage.
So while in the pit, he can't be knock prone?
No. You're kind of stuck. Are you mad?
Yeah. I had this whole awesome thing planned, though.
I'm so sorry. He'll get out of the pit here in a second. He wasn't ready for this. He wasn't ready. He fell in both pits. He's taking his damage from the pits. He's taking all this other fire. He's still looking just fine. He starts to pull himself out of this pit, and he steps out of the pit right toe-to-toe with Jayla.
So he got two actions?
No.
He got out of the first pit by himself when it wasn't his turn?
It was his turn.
Okay. How did he get out of another pit?
He walked forward, fell in the next pit. He still has movement.
He just keeps his movement?
Yeah.
That seems like shenanigans.
I was trying to help Squeeb so he could knock him prone, but you know what? Maybe we'll just make him leave him in the pit.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll just bonfire him again.
Yeah.
All right. He's toe to toe with Jayla, and it is the archer's turn.
Come on.
Missed.
Gosh, are you kidding me?
Atta girl. Atta girl, Tashra.
Actually, they have a specific number. We'll just double it. They do 12 damage as a bunch of hail of arrows. Hit him a whole bunch. And it's back to Tamsin.
Back of the eyeball.
Back of the eyeball.
That's 21. 15.
15 hits.
Sweet. And I guess I officially rolled a 1 the first time.
1 plus what?
4. But I hit him out. I hit that eyeball.
Right. As he's swinging down, he just smashes Jayla. And you can just see his eyeballs. It just comes right through the side and just hits the very edge of his eyeball, and you just see it split open.
Yeah!
And he's like...
He didn't see that one coming.
Long distance high five.
Yeah, mage hand high five.
As he does that, he like turns and looks at you, and you just see like blood just gushing down his face.
35 feet away from him. Right. You're going to take me to the corner over there? Irk.
Squeeb, you're up.
25.
35. That's my full movement.
Bonfire again. Oh, 13 dex.
13 dex?
A bonfire, yep.
Oh.
He just lost his left eye.
You shot him in the eye?
I shot him in the eye.
And you hit?
Yeah, he broke open his eye. You lost it.
Dope.
He failed.
3 fire damage.
Got him.
Okay.
Is Jayla in hand-to-hand with him now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sick burn last time.
That puts us at Pal, unless you're moving, Squeed.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to move next to Token. And then bonus action moves my Unseen Servant.
Oh my goodness, you would have died.
Oh.
I've been playing him so wrong. All right, you guys have got like two rounds of easy mode. It's kind of
easy
hard.
Mode. He's in a pit. That's why
he probably has multiple attacks.
Yeah,
and...
yeah.
This is gonna get real bad, real
fast.
Well,
no, it was an opportunity attack.
Or, I'm sorry, pal. Good.
Yeah, it's an opportunity attack. So you only get one.
He's gone two rounds and only attacked twice.
This is the second round. He's only gone one round.
Oh, well, then he
remember, you moved him like 14 times.
He might have done more damage to her.
Yeah, she would take more damage. I'm going to attack her then. If it was you guys, I would let it go, but not her.
Hey! Good.
Can't hold her back
that's
anymore.
That's what you get.
Go ahead, pal.
I learned that. She has a whole house I can move.
Back off.
And I'm getting that shiny.
20 damage.
Additional to Jayla?
Mm-hmm.
Additional?
Yeah.
Good thing we recruited her.
Why
she's got boss health.
She's acting like we're going crazy.
What are you doing, lady?
The
time to die.
She's trying to keep you
ask
blind.
You if you're...
We're doing just fine.
Going to attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I attack?
What kind of question
like
is that?
Offensive question.
I guess
that is an offensive
the question.
Question
is just how you gonna attack. Okay.
Probably by running away in the other direction.
I move back and I use bless.
Ooh. Hashtag bless.
You have to touch him?
No. Oh. Just in range of 30 feet.
Okay.
What does that do?
So I give her
D4 on your attacks.
I guess you too.
Holler.
The D4, not you, Steven. When you make an attack roll or a saving throw, you get an extra D4.
Cool.
On the attack roll?
Nope. Mm-hmm. So Jayla has it. I got my D4 in there. Alright, how are you staying there, or what are you doing?
That was my action, so I moved back as far as I could.
Okay.
Should we move this battlefield up a little bit?
Yeah, probably.
Do
that is it safe
now,
to say that he is lost vision in that eye?
Not one eye.
Lost vision?
Yeah.
Oh, lost vision. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, his eye's gone. He's all
right, cool.
He totally.
He only has two, right?
Yeah. He cut out his eye.
Just checking. Because he's about to catch it in the other eye, too. He's about to get pink eye.
I don't know if I'll let you pop out this up.
You like conjunctivitis? If I can hit it, why are you going to let me?
Maybe it won't burst this eyeball.
Oh, yeah, I'll just hit a natty or a equal or better, and it'll just somehow have grazed it and not actually put it out. Boo hiss. Forgive me for being a tactician.
The rock lives up here.
Wait, he's not in the game. What's the rock doing here? I'm 30 feet back of that rock.
Move. 30 feet back.
It looks like he's.
Alright, so that was Pal.
I saw that, by the way. You just picked him up and put him right back where it was.
2 feet. I got my 2 feet.
I shoot him. Oh no!
5+.
5+4, that's 9.
Yes. Goes right past him. Actually, you know what? He takes a sapling and like when he's swinging it, it swings past and it hits the sapling and sticks in that sapling.
Added damage on next attack.
No. What I'm going to do, Andy, if you want to take out his eye, that's fine. But I'm going to add an HP value to his last eye.
Fair.
You have to do a certain amount of HP.
I can live with that.
All it does is give him some damage.
The first one, I was just, well, true, but
yeah,
the
but
first
I'm choosing.
Eye, correct.
To be very specific about how to weaken him.
Andy, you can't be too creative.
No.
Right. That's not what D&D's about. There are rules.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just giving an HP value, that's all.
Can you tell me what it is?
Huh? No. Alright, so it's his turn?
He's going to make like 80. Like, all his power now is in that eye.
I mean, how dare you!
Otherwise, the tactic to just beat any boss would just be blind him.
Yeah.
And it would be like, that's reasonable. Not going
to
be fun.
Well, it only gives him disadvantage. It's not, it doesn't destroy them, it just gives him disadvantage. Okay. He is so furious at you, he like sort of brushes off Jayla.
Come on.
Oh, he is.
He falls into the next one.
No, that's not a trap. There's only two sets of traps.
There's only two holes. You were making fun of them from digging holes, so they didn't dig that many holes.
I thought those were traps.
I didn't think they were.
There's only two.
What are they?
He starts moving, and you're thinking he's going to charge at you, and he just scoops up that rock. And he just goes, and he just throws it at you.
This is a one shot right here.
You only get one shot, do not.
Will it hit? This is a big damage.
Plus 7, probably.
It's plus 8.
Oh,
11.
Wow.
Misses him?
This rock just goes, boom.
I just stand there.
Right beside you. All right. And then as he does that, he sweeps attacks.
I gotta look at Tasher and wave.
All right, hits Jayla. Stop.
It's my shorty.
Jayla is not playing this very smart.
She's dumb.
She has a heavy crossbow.
How is she not?
Heavy crossbow.
She's trying to take the main blow, and you guys are like sitting there going, ooh.
And she's not even dodge attack, nothing.
Come give me some stuff.
She's not setting her dodge, nothing. She is trash.
She gets smacked. She's looking pretty bad.
Well, I would imagine. She's not dodging.
Or no, I'm sorry. They all fire.
Yeah.
I used my reaction to say.
They hit.
Hey, don't forget about our deal. You're going to give me that shiny, right?
All right. My deck.
Yep, good.
Other eye.
Yep.
How long does Bless last?
All right, that's 13,
minute.
6,
one minute?
19, 20. Is it for each roll or just
every
roll on this turn?
Saving an attack.
Okay. So there's the damage.
Okay.
Net 20!
Plus 4. Natural 24.
Roll it again.
Roll once.
I know. Roll your damage again.
Alright. So that's 9, 15. It's 15 damage.
Alright, you blind him.
Blinded by the light.
Another arrow. So he's just got like two arrows sticking out of his eyes, and you see blood just start pouring from his eyes. He's like, ah!
Hey, you can call me John Cena. Wait, you can't see me.
Wait, did you roll a disadvantage?
No,
yes, I did.
Huh? With disadvantage.
You told me disadvantage to attack the other eye. I didn't even have to do a targeted hit. I still did 17 and 9 damage.
So it wasn't a crit?
It wasn't a crit.
No, because I had to roll twice because I did direct attack. That's... But I still blinded him. You already said it. Move on.
Oh, no. You didn't do 15 damage then. You only did 6 damage. 9 damage.
Get out of here.
You blind him.
Darn right I did. I'm not trying to ruin the game so you can be
all
a hero.
Of our attacks are
I ain't trying to ruin the game. Just trying to make sure you're not cheating over there, which you are.
I didn't. I rolled twice. It's not my fault that he didn't catch both rolls and I told him about it.
Okay.
Disrespect.
Okay.
Me, 35 feet away.
Oh, okay. Sweet, good.
That way. Away from people. Because if he's going to come after
Jayla took the dodge action last round.
It's about time. That goofball.
Still not going to help.
I don't think so.
She says you're done.
I will cast...
The rock missed you.
Witch bolt!
Because, yeah, I mean...
Hey, there's a chance for him to throw it again.
He's got to find it.
Yeah, he does now.
He's just going to swing wildly.
I move over to Powell and cast Witch Bolt on him. 30 feet range.
On the giant.
Yes. I have a plus 1 to my attack because I have the mage wand.
War mage wand.
A critical hit! Why roll?
Oh my goodness, guys. First you circumvent all my traps and everything getting to Jayla. Now you're critical destroying him, blinding him.
This has been the best round I've ever played D&D.
Oh, shut up.
I hate boring long fights where I'm not doing anything but laying on the ground.
Dead? That's what I want.
Mostly.
Ooh. So you like to play the Jared style.
Oh, no. But you know what? It's a critical, so you get to re-roll them!
I can re-roll both?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to take the new if you say you're re-rolling both.
Re-rolling both. It's
I would too.
Slate claims.
Double ones.
10.
10 damage.
10 lightning damage.
Lightning arcs from your new wand with double the lightning.
You guys do 10 damage on a critical?
Yeah.
I'm weak.
Alright. It just zaps him. You see his little eyeball juice start flowing out of his eyes.
Maybe a little
it's like bubble, electricity it bubbling around. It bubbles. It's juice bubbles.
Like bonus crazy. Action. 5, 10, 15.
Hey, he's definitely an unseen servant now.
Mm-hmm. Pal, you're up.
Ooh, actually, he's too far away.
Move another 30 feet back and shoot crossbow.
Crossbow? You sure you don't want to shoot it before you move?
You're supposed to guard me.
He's got a light crossbow, or a heavy crossbow. He's fine with range.
Is that a heavy crossbow?
A light crossbow, or a hand crossbow is like
30 feet. It's just a short bow.
Oh, short bow.
Short
bow's
still
60. Yeah, I don't think there's a disadvantage there.
You're fine.
16.
Hits.
For one damage.
You don't have dex, Ed.
Yeah.
You're not a dex guy.
I know, this is like...
Go up in hand to hand. It did really good for you last time. Token, you're up.
Shooting with my short bow.
You start hearing cheers from the back. Yeah! He can't see us, you piece of junk!
Uh-oh.
Look at all that damage I just would have done.
You have advantage. You have advantage.
No, I don't.
He's blind.
Technically, you have advantage because he's blind.
Really?
Let's go.
Well, that doesn't make sense. I've never heard that roll before, but...
he's invisible. It's just like you're invisible.
Yeah. He can't see you.
Well, I just missed again, so...
Yeah, you did. all right, Jayla's going to go. She is... going to continue with the dodge action. She's like, take the beast down!
What we're trying, lady. Jeez. Tactician.
Alright. The Gnome Crusher.
I used my reaction to call. You don't need to take the dodge. He's already got disadvantage.
It's plus two.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, remember, we're doing double-double. Alright.
Total in trouble.
It basically can't see at this point and knows Jayla's standing there. And that's
certainly.
Otherwise, he would be going after other people than Jayla, because Jayla is not attacking.
Well, he would try to come after me, no doubt. I put his eyes out.
All right, disadvantage.
Add 2 to her AC.
Add 2 to her AC.
So 15.
That is only a 13. Mm.
Good thing we got that double-double.
Double criticals.
Ooh, yeah, that's enough. That's 8. 22, she only has a 19 with the plus 2, so it's going to be 10, 15 more damage to Jayla, and that may kill her.
This whole finding her in the woods seems like a waste of time.
No!
We could have just...
Oh.
She's tanking.
We're gonna have to tank if we just stayed away from him.
I don't know about
kited
that.
Kited him around?
That's it. She dies.
Dead? Like nobody, I can't come save her eventually?
No,
dead?
Man. She's an NPC, man.
She got squashed. Out right there.
Yeah, he's not gonna let me take her around with us.
Oh, like, that was like pinky for.
That was, four rounds of taking almost like 20-point damage every round.
Even with blinded, he's still
wiped. Why didn't
I get
advantage when I shot my short bow?
Should have.
You actually should have.
But you hit anyway, so
yeah, but I hit a crit.
Oh, okay.
Well, then roll again for a crit. Yeah,
I'm doing it. He jumped on that so fast.
I know. I can do more than one damage.
I want to do more than one.
Crit hit!
Come over here, you horse's butt.
Oh. I'm gonna roll a die to see who he goes after, who he can sense. 2, 4, 6.
Kind of smelly one.
You mean besides 2, the one 4. That's not yelling at him?
Yeah. Well, he continues to run in this direction and bumps into you and stays into you.
Oh, hi.
Oh, well, we just lost you.
All right. The volley of arrows. You're. Yeah! We can see a volley of arrows go out.
Could hit us.
Hits. 6 more damage. Next. Tamsin, you're up.
You're doing great, dummy.
He still looks like he's okay. He's over half.
22 for 6.
6 more damage?
Yep.
Okay.
Good to crit.
Trying trying to be sneaky? Yeah, why don't you roll me some stealth? He's got a passive perception.
17. He can eat it. I don't do that.
You don't? Well, I'm pretty sure you just did it.
Over there.
Oh, you did it over there?
I yelled at him when I was over there.
Okay. All right. Marco Polo. Okay.
Exactly.
Squeeb, you're up.
I am going to... So watching this fight, would I know what his reach is? Like,
his reach is big. You know it's more than 5 feet.
Okay.
Does he know that it's much more than 5 feet?
I'm going to go over to here and zap him.
Witch bolt again?
10 damage. There's a crit. Wow. It's crit damage here.
What's your crit?
Bonus
you
action.
Him pulse up, pal, right in front of you. And the rock starts to rumble out his hand.
Oh, that's true. Well, I can only be 30 feet away from a witch bolt. Moving my unseen servant in front of me, hoping that if he comes my way, he bumps into him, tries to attack. That's my turn.
Pal, you're up.
You take the disengage.
Ooh.
This way, pal.
Oh, thanks, Squeeb.
Gosh.
Talk some more.
I want him to hit my unseen servant. I don't want him to walk
away. You do?
Mm-hmm. You go bang.
Hmm?
You go hit a rock, you go bang.
Oh, no, pal. Oh, no, pal.
Am I still in range?
No, Token, you're done. Token, you're up. Token, you're done. You wouldn't have moved if I wouldn't say anything. You're staying there.
You didn't attack?
No. He disengaged.
Oh, he disengaged. Finally.
What do you hit with?
17.
17.
No one's in hand to hand with 20. Him.
He's blind.
Oh, okay.
Why do you keep getting the plus?
Yeah, why are you getting plus dice?
Anytime I roll with advantage, I get bless? My sneak attack damage.
Oh, even with advantage?
Anytime I roll with advantage,
he has bless.
And I have bless.
So 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, I didn't use it last time.
Huh?
Didn't matter.
How much damage?
If I get hit, then
6,
it goes away,
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12.
Break the concentration.
Pretty sure it's 12. 12 damage. Non-crit.
Alright. Cool.
See what I did there, guys?
Another arrow hits him. Where are you at, Token? You're way down there? Okay. Alright. Jayla's dead. Alright, this feeling getting hit from one side, getting electrocuted from behind. He sort of just swings around and he throws the rock. He's gonna throw it at Squeeb.
Disadvantage, but you had to say something.
Look at how mad Squeeb is. He throws a rock.
Just gotta stare at it. That's worked. It worked for me.
Disadvantage. This could be death.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Critical hit. Critical fail.
He swings around and he goes to throw it, and he actually drops the rock and it falls. And he goes to throw, and he like almost falls down, and stumbles a little bit, and he's getting really mad. And then he runs up and hits the first person he sees, or first person that's in the way.
That's what I expected to happen.
Except for
swings with a sapling. Oh my! Okay.
Did you use crit on him?
No, he crit failed.
Crit missed. Twice in a row.
Yes, blinded him.
This is
everything.
You guys are just destroying him.
Oh yeah.
He trips over the rock. And he falls.
What's Dwayne Johnson doing here?
He falls prone right in front of Pal. And he's just laying there, and he's got two arrows sticking out of his eyes. He just got the white pussy crap coming out of his eyes. He's just got blood all over him. And Tamsin, you're up.
Hey, he only has eyes for you, pal.
Wait. No.
The crew.
Well,
the crew gets the fire first.
Disadvantage.
Because he's prone?
Yep. They are missed.
Does it cancel out with advantage?
Because he's blind? Yeah, they were double seven, so still missed. Tamsin, you're up.
Same dealio.
Yep.
Yeah. 10 damage.
All right. You pull back your arrow and you fire, and it just sticks him and he starts gurgling. You can start to hear like he's like blood coming up his throat. And he just goes, and he just like coughs up all his blood. He's like, my brother won't be pleased with you. Many will die. Many will die.
Pal, squelch him.
He just, blood starts to pour out of his mouth. And he stops moving. And that's it. He's dead.
No! No!
There was so many crit hits and fails by him. Oh, I thought he was gonna put down three of you. I thought Jayla would last as long as she would, and then he would put down at least three of you before the farmers would finish him off, is what I thought was gonna happen. But you guys just crit after crit after crit. Way to go. Two arrows to the eyes. Whew.
That blinding him did everything.
Huh?
Fine, you go over there, I'll go over here.
All right, so what are we doing? You run to Jayla?
I'm running straight to Jayla. I'm going to check her, I'm pretty sure she's dead.
She is laying there, just, I mean, her body just looks like it's squishy jelly. And she's barely, like, you can see that she's just got a little bit of her breath, but she just kind of, she just whispered, you can just barely get out.
Why don't you put her out of her misery?
I didn't get to tell her there'd be songs written about her before I cut her head off.
What?
I only do that to goblins.
As you look down at Jayla, the medallion that was around her neck is like broken into a bunch of fragments. It's been like shattered. And it still looks like it's made of mithril, so it could be worth some money.
Whoa.
The metal or the breastplate?
No, the metal.
What about the armor?
The armor just looks like splint armor.
Ooh.
But as I said, she looks like she's half jelly. So like her armor's all smashed up.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give her a proper burial. So.
You got pre-dug pits?
Just roll it over.
Yeah, I'm not going to put her in the same pit that filthy beast is in.
That, and then they can just grow crops over top of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll feed the crops.
I'm going to take the metal from
her. We can bury her together.
Take a metal from her?
Take the metal.
We should bury her with the giant.
Alright, write that down.
No.
You can write beside the mithril fragments that get to the right buyer, it could be worth 100 gold.
I think we're looting this giant over here.
The giant? You're looting the giant?
I think that's what we're doing, right?
I'm not looting him. I'm inspecting him.
You're inspecting him.
All right. You share with the group.
Well, on the giant, you find... what you find on the giant is he's got the big club, he's got a sack.
Of course he does.
And you open up the sack and there's like severed heads, human heads, and like body parts in there. And it's just like all smushed together and like almost like a jelly paste.
Nice.
Inside of it. It smells awful. And there's like pieces of like pumpkin and different fruits and stuff just all smashed in the
bag. I get it. It's like a soup.
Yeah, it looks bad. Other than that, on him, there's not really anything else on him.
A gumbo.
He doesn't have anything on him. But I do want you to roll. Well, no, you don't need to roll anything. As you're searching through him, you feel like a gritty residue on your hands, and you start looking at his body, and it's kind of all over his body. It's just this weird gritty residue. It's nothing that you've really encountered.
On the giant skin?
Mm-hmm.
Should I taste it? Does it make me want to taste it?
For you, yeah. It would make you want to taste it.
I kind of lick my fingers a little bit trying to figure out what it is.
Okay. You look at it and you get a little sniff and you just see your fingers like sort of like your nails like grow really long. And then you start looking up, and you start hallucinating. like major crazy, and you think that I would write this stuff for him? No. And you start hallucinating.
He's a toad.
And it's kind of like a I don't.
It's a psychedelic.
You don't know why it's all over him, but it's like it's almost like it was in his environment wherever he was. But like it almost instantaneously makes you feel like you're seeing all kinds of crazy stuff.
If I look over at him, do I see?
He just like
his nails aren't really growing.
No, they're not really growing or anything. Oh, okay. But like you just see like your nails like grow really long, and like you start seeing the grass like just like a big tree just like grows out of the ground really fast, and you're like.
Now, me being so experienced with drugs, do I realize that I'm probably tripping?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Do I have enough sense to try to harvest some off of this?
This stuff messes you up to where you're almost like in a state of... You just sit there and just are taking it all in. You try to move, and you move like really slow, and you're like...
You're super stony, bud.
You kind of just don't even know where you're at. You're really confused at this point.
Looks crazy, bud.
I'm right next to him inspecting the body. Can I notice what he just did?
If you saw him sort of sniff his hands after licking them and start, you can definitely tell that something's going on.
Oh, I take my empty drug cube.
Okay.
And a small knife, and I try to scrape some into it.
Okay, you can get some. Okay.
But I can't close the cube.
The effects, because it's just a small amount. They don't last very long, so like it's almost gone at this point. Like it's only like maybe 15 seconds.
My trip is almost over.
It's just like boom, it hits you and you're like ah, and like everything starts freaking out, and then it's almost like it's gone. It's a very weird. It's not like a normal drug where it would last for a little bit. This is just like boom, boom, and you're done. And it's like what, and then you're back.
And I realized that it was. Well, obviously I do.
Yeah, you're looking down at your fingers, and the nails are all back, and the tree's gone. Everything's back to normal.
Yeah, I'm going to start harvesting it as well.
And what?
The empty health potion container.
Okay. You can start putting some of it in there. It's fine. I don't know what you're going to do with your cube. Hitting the cube.
It's more like evidence.
Okay. But if it spills out and it gets on you, it could be bad at the wrong time.
Oh, like it's loose in there?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was like a slimy.
No, it's like a dry powder almost. It's on his skin.
I won't take anything. He's going to take some, I was just going to take some for him.
Oh, okay.
But if I see him doing it, then I'll...
Alright. The hill giant's you, though, as you're examining him. He appears to be just a normal hill giant that, and from what you know, that they live in the hills or the mountains. You do remember Pello talking about the mountains a little bit further away, and you can see them in the distance, and that's most likely where he came from.
You think you can chop his head off?
We're going to arrange for a proper burial for Jayla.
We could put it on a stake in front of the village for when his brother shows up.
So I think
maybe it will deter them.
Tastra will probably see it.
Tastra will come out and she'll start
to make him more angry, but yeah.
She'll lean down and say a prayer for Jayla. And she'll offer her assistance to help you.
Sweet. Also, I'm going to take an ear from the giant.
An ear?
Yeah,
it's a trophy. We're taking his head, so...
That's not even out of the head. I want an ear.
Are you chopping off his head?
He is for me.
Yeah. Take out the long sword.
You see all the two farmers and the four hunters running out to greet you guys, and they're all cheering and slapping hands and slapping butts, and you're just all like... Jen. Woo! Screaming, dancing. Pello runs out, and he's like, oh! Our village is saved! This is amazing! Now we need to get our villagers back. Let's go back to living.
Is this Pello?
Yeah.
Hey, Pello, come here.
Yeah.
Right on his tongue.
On his tongue?
He
can't do anything. He's not sticking out his tongue.
Yeah, I go and then I like stick my finger in his mouth.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
it's not when you lift it.
What are you doing?
When you smell it.
Oh, is that what I figure out with this experiment?
Yeah, you kind of, because you like went right in his mouth as fast, so it didn't really get in his nose, and he's just like, "Whoa, what are you doing?" He just like looks up at the sky, and what he sees is just like all these dark clouds just all come in, and then like the. And it just like opens up a little bit. And then he sees the sun. It's like, hey, what are you doing?
That sounds like a pretty good trip.
It's gonna burn his retinas.
And then he looks down at you and he's like, what? And he like scoots back from you and he's like, what's going on?
You ever experienced anything like that before?
No.
It's pretty intense, huh?
This is my kid.
Yes.
It's all over his skin. It's gotta be something.
We need to bury him quickly.
All right, but first.
He runs away. He just takes off running. Get away from me! The mouse has gone crazy.
I go over here.
My daddy's gone crazy.
I go up to you and I'm like, I found something.
No.
What do you mean, no? I found something.
I'm mourning right now, so.
Maybe this will help.
No.
What are you mourning about?
One of my kindred is deceased.
We lost one person in a war with a giant.
And I will mourn her in my way. It's not for you to tell me how to mourn.
Suit yourself.
The farmers come out and they're helping you with Jayla and they kind of pull her off, see if they can do anything for her. She's
crushed.
Yeah, she's crushed. It's squishy. You guys start to dig a burial, have a small ceremony for her. I don't know what you guys. Hello wants to destroy the body, so he's like getting ready to burn it.
He has a brother.
He's gonna burn it?
Yeah.
Good idea. Let's get everyone around.
He has a brother. What are you talking about?
The giant.
His last words were a bit foreboding.
Has he got the head off yet?
Yeah.
We're staking it out in front of the village as a warning to other giants.
Okay. Yeah, you guys can do that. What do you mean, foreboding?
He said his brother would be upset and that he would come and destroy the town?
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
So.
Destroy the town?
Yeah.
So, you guys are staying indefinitely then?
No.
Well, we've posted his head in front of the village to ward off other giants.
Ward them off? What if it brings them all here?
That seems to be a more likely scenario.
Why would they come here if they see that you guys slay them?
Because they're dumb and they don't think about that.
Exactly, so they see
that. So they'll just show up anyway.
They see warning and they go.
Well, how about this? You guys just stay here for the next year and we'll be safe. You guys killed one, you guys can kill another, right?
Certainly.
I mean, how much XP is this thing worth? I might stay here for a year.
Well, I'm requesting that you guys stay here.
We have other jobs to do, unfortunately.
I have an idea. Let's get everyone together, and we burn this body, and we'll talk about it.
Or, adversely, you could put a request through the Mercenary Guild, requesting us specifically, and then we might be able to do something.
Send the email to I am legend.
Okay.
Tamsin.
420.69.
420.69.
Maybe we'll have more time to maybe make preparations. Maybe build a palisade or some kind of barrier around our village. We can stop them.
I would build something like one of those large ballistas.
Ooh. You know how to make one of those?
A friend does.
Oh. Yo, are we burning this body or what?
Yeah, we're burning the body. They're bringing junk out. To burn it.
His name is Mel. He's an older man.
Could bestow you with a bit of advice that we learned.
Oh, yes.
Take out the eyes.
Okay. That's pretty good if, have you
seen our barber's shoe? Yeah, they hit pretty well.
Hit better than
her. Tastra is a pretty great shot.
Well, she is, yes. So is Don.
Don was admirable. Tastra was pretty great.
Okay. You guys continue to talk. They make a small fire to try to burn this body.
You could also move to the city.
Take out my canteen and I dump for like a whole 2 minutes.
And then on the body?
And then I stab the giant and I start
the headless giant?
Then I start filling it with blood.
What
are you? You are crazy.
What?
Okay.
Kyle's gone crazy.
You bleed him out. 10 gallons of blood.
Yeah.
Bloodletting.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
A giant would probably have a lot. Yeah.
It doesn't need to be that much.
Okay.
You
didn't
have that much.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think that much.
I mean, the human body has what
8 liters.
Okay, so you got blood in your special canteen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They light it and it just goes, boom, explodes with the alcohol. You just suck it.
Yikes.
You have a nice trip ride for a while. Some of the other villagers that are close by appear to be affected and kind of going off the rails.
I talked to Tastra. I think it would be safer for you to move to the city.
It would be, but...
We can't always protect you out here.
It would be, but I have to protect what is mine.
I understand that. I'm just...
I didn't run like the others.
No, you didn't.
We'll be lucky if they come back.
You were pretty great.
Just means more land for me.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it.
I'm not for the city.
Have they buried Jayla yet?
Yeah.
We had a ceremony and everything.
Yeah, you weren't there.
You weren't invited. We don't want dope things.
You just feel something on your shoulder and you turn around, it's Jayla. And she's just like a jelly person. She's like
Gumby.
You wanted to take my house, huh?
Wanted to?
And her face sort of like goes.
I'm going to.
Enjoy it.
Is there anything I should be looking for in there?
She just like gets like sucked back into the world. She's like, she's gone. Okay, you guys burn the body. The villagers are some of them are messed up by this hallucinating residue stuff that's on this giant. So the rest of the night goes by. You get tapped on the shoulder and. It's Dawn, and she's like, well, the giant's done.
What have you done, bro?
The giant's done. Do you still want to finish the contract?
Yeah, of course, yes, if the contract is still active.
That's going to bang out the contract?
Yeah, it's still active. I'm tired of seeing this goblin infestation around our city. It was bad enough when the giant came. The giant is slain. Thank you to your party.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy to pay you for my contract if you wish to finish.
Of course, yes. The bigger fish has been fried, as they say. And
who says that?
We may as well continue on our original quest.
Okay.
Let's.
It's an Underdark thing.
Can we maybe?
Lots of fish.
Maybe cool. Give it the night. And maybe start sometime in the morning?
Georgia.
Okay. Meet me here tomorrow, and I should be prepared to take you. It's not too far. It should be a very simple trail to follow.
Very well.
I'm going to stumble over to Tamara.
Tastra.
And I'm going to be like, I just saw Jayla.
You saw Jayla?
Wrong person.
Tamara.
Tamson.
That's what I said.
Oh.
You said Tamara, and then what's your
name? And then I said Tastra, and you said, yeah, Tastra.
That's how you're crushing me. I don't know what your name is. How do you say your name?
Tamson. Tammy.
I'm going to walk up to Tammy. I'm going to be like, I just saw Jayla. She wasn't as cute in the afterlife.
Good for you. Anything else?
No, I was just letting you know, man. She's
cool.
She sucked in. Just like that. Gone.
Our lives are fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
She shushed me and put her finger on my lip.
Sounds about right. She was rather matronly.
She wasn't wearing a shiny, though.
Indeed.
Where is it?
I have it.
You didn't bury her with it?
No. I'm the Giant Slayer now.
Look at me.
Look at me!
I like we went two ways with this. We went to Harvey Dent. We went to...
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tim Hanks.
Look at me!
Yeah, I just...
I just started laughing.
There's the ear.
Now remember, it's all broken in fragments.
You couldn't even bury her in her namesake.
You weren't there at her death, so...
I was there for her death, for sure. I was there for her descendants into the afterlife.
Descendants, indeed.
Okay. What time is it?
Time for
10:30. Alright. You guys can take a long rest, unless there's something specific you want to do in town.
Well, obviously I'm hanging out with Astra.
I'm grabbing some wood.
Some wood?
Says Destro.
No, she's not.
You can get Lady Wood.
Please cut that.
Cancelled.
Okay.
How did we? Did we have a good time?
You want wood?
Yeah.
You had an okay time. It wasn't pillow.
It wasn't pillow fighting like last time.
No.
Right.
She
kind of keeps her distance from you, though.
Oh, disappointing.
Just some bad luck.
Always.
The bar lady,
yeah.
Jayla.
Yeah, man.
You're 0 for 3.
It was fine the first night. It was the kiss was a little too much.
On the cheek.
But it was too fast.
No, it wasn't. We were in the middle of a war. I didn't know where we were coming back.
Could have been the last chance. You don't know.
She's a lady.
Listen, you got to shoot your shot.
All right, take your long rest. Everybody.
I'm not taking
alone
rest.
You're not?
I got stuff to do.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna sneak back to our house.
Whose house?
Jayla's.
You're gonna
house.
Go through the spiders,
no.
Jump over the stones, go past Weeping Rock.
I'm gonna take the route that she
please.
Took us to.
So everything but
please
the harpies.
Do all of this.
So everything but the harpies. So you're still going through the spiders and you're going through the river. At night.
Macarena.
Without bonfire.
This shit brain's about to be
on the steps. By yourself.
Yeah.
What's your intelligence score?
Really high.
Probably zero.
I'm the highest of them, plus 3.
I'm the most intelligent person I know.
What?
I'm gonna step out outside of character as the DM and tell you there isn't much at her house.
There's nothing interesting in her house? What do you mean?
She's a hermit.
She literally lives by herself, and that's all she's done. Just got up there, and she forages, gets her food, kills the animals, eats.
A proper ranger.
She didn't even know that there were harpies.
Well, the harp to her defense, they did just show up there.
What I'm saying, though, is they just showed up, but that means she doesn't even leave her house very often. So where is she going
to
collect all this
treasure? I understand that you want to do that, and if you want to, that's fine. But you're going to have to, you're gonna have
to
be like...
If you didn't put anything sweet in it.
I didn't.
I'm going to take the risk.
I wouldn't think you would live to that.
I think I could. Just myself? Sure. The only hard thing would be is stealthing through the spiders. That would be the only thing.
Yeah, and you get that, and you get bit and paralyzed and wrapped up and yes. No more tech?
If they catch me, I'm a rogue.
Okay. All right, there's nothing in the house.
I'd be doing all...
I vote to let him do it.
There's nothing in the house.
If there's any type of reward, I would do it.
There's nothing. I would have to come up with something on the fly. I don't have anything specific in her house. She would have attacked you if you would have went in her house.
Why not? Yeah. But she's not there to attack me, is she?
No, she's not.
And I know she's never coming back for her stuff. Not even... Oh, man. All right.
Let it go for now.
Let it go. It's gone. It's gone.
Okay. Next day.
I got my awesome jewel.
You already got your sapphire.
Yeah, I got my big awesome sapphire. I was gonna maybe have to use that to pick the lock, I figured.
Maybe later. Your sapphire is worth 100 gold, too.
100?
That's the group sapphire.
No, that's mine.
Well, it's in his pocket.
Yeah,
his
we're possession. Gonna find out.
Okay, so the next day, you guys wake up. Dawn is there, ready to take you on the trail. She tells you that there's a cave not too far. Very easy to get to. Should be no resistance there. And she's willing to take you. Pello runs up, and he's got like a little chest in front of him, and he kind of sets it on the table. And he's like, "I promised you guys the family jewels," and he opens it up, and there's just a whole bunch of gleaming gems. And no, he didn't do that. Gleaming gems inside this little small chest.
Is my jewels in a box?
Hey. My jewels in a pal, box. How do you feel about keeping these?
He's are the pal.
Yeah, but he is the most honest.
It seems like the town might need them more than us.
I'm already putting them in my bag. My part.
They could sell this and hire people to help
build Agreed.
Things for the next giant.
There's small gems in there. Just a handful of them that don't look like they're worth much, but there's 5 pink pearls inside. All 5 of them are, they're 40 gold each, so 200 gold.
I definitely take one of those pink pearls.
Yoink!
Pal, you have a problem with him snagging these things before you even had a chance to discuss what to do with them?
I don't think it's wise.
I don't think
so. I'm only taking my hat, my part.
You took your part and all of whatever you took off of that naga. And haven't shared with anybody. Why do you think you're entitled to this now?
You're right. The part that I took off of the Naga.
Got keyword it. So you can put that back.
Why? He's offered to pay me with this. He's paying me for my fight.
Friends, stop. Stop fighting. This is treasure for you. Take it.
I am.
Hello, keep it.
I keep taking it.
Dude.
Well, you need to separate it between all 4 of you.
I'm only taking a fourth of it. And only one of these pink gems. Pearls.
Okay. The rest of you...
You can have my share.
You don't want your
share.
Let him be the selfish one. Sweet?
I offer my share to the town.
Oh. I'll send out messengers now. Maybe we can get some more mercenaries here.
I believe fighting a giant is worth the experience in itself.
Something like 300, maybe 400 experiences.
Oh no, that wasn't meta. That was just I didn't even think about it.
Oh yeah, I bet. 1,200
Yes. Good call.
We're level 3, is that what you said?
No. Almost.
He's gonna keep us under it.
I think it's like 299 is what it is.
I'm at 700 right now.
You are not at 700.
That's what it says.
600.
Everybody should be at 600.
No.
900 now.
Why?
Plus all the other experience from all the other.
No, I think you guys should be at level 3.
Okay.
300 experience.
300, so exactly level 3?
Yeah, take 9, get to 900. And then you guys are at level 3. You, what time is it? It's 10:30.
Well, the only thing that's about to happen is we either go as a group or a token gets killed. I'm not sure.
All right, let's take you guys to the place, and then we'll probably end there.
I use the wood.
Oh, yes, good.
I use the wood when we walk away underneath the giant's head. It just says, in giant's blood with wood, Jayla, the giant slayer. That's all it says.
I have ink.
It's ink. It's not as a...
He carved effective. It out.
Hmm. It's about sending a message.
That's right. So you did it at the grave of the giant.
We did it where we spiked the head. So it's
underneath the head. Okay. I got you now.
As a warning.
Okay. Don takes you guys out. You guys can level up. We won't start any combat, so you guys will have this week to level up to level 3, which is level 3 is the huge level when you get to pick all your cool stuff, mostly. She takes you on a beaten path, not the same as Weeping Rock. It's still quite a ways away. It takes you maybe an hour of travel through the brush and trees. But you eventually come upon a small rock that's like kind of like, I don't know, it's just kind of built into the side of like a hill. And you guys are getting closer, and Dawn kind of stops and she looks at you guys. She goes, it's right up here. And I've seen a lot of people being taken here, lots of goblins going in and out. But I've seen some kids being taken into this cave. I've seen adults taken into this cave. I don't know what they were doing, but they were just dragging people down there. The minute I found out that I saw this, I reported it and tried to get the Mercenary Guild involved, and that's why you guys are here. She kind of looks a little scared. She's like, I'm not going in there. You're not getting me in there. I don't know what they're doing in there. I just know that there's some crazy, crazy stuff going on.
That's fine. You don't need to go. We're the ones being paid, so.
Okay. I've shown you guys the way. I need to get back to town. I got some more business to do. I hope that you find whatever you're looking for. And she's like, are you guys sure you'll be all right? Okay, I be safe. And she kind of puts her hands out on, like, I'm going back to town.
I scoff.
And she slowly backs away and goes away. So it's basically the side of a hill, and it's a small little stone entryway. And from what you guys can see, it looks like there's steps going down into something. You hear rustling in the bushes nearby. Rustling in the bushes nearby, and you see a small figure come out, and he's like, he looks like he's exhausted, and he keeps like looking around everywhere, and it's a little goblin, and he's like, he's looking everywhere, up, down, all around, and then he slowly keeps going closer to the cave and gets to the door and puts his hand, and it looks like he's like breathing really hard. He turns around, looks all around again, and then he walks down.
Can I roll to... It seems like he's running away from something, or he's scared of something. Mm-hmm. Can I roll to look around to see...
Yeah.
If I see anything falling?
That's nope. That's not really
good enough. Okay. You're too enamored in the goblin, trying to figure out exactly what tribe he's from, and, like, you're trying to, like, pick out everything that's about him and trying to really figure out exactly what it is. There's something familiar about him, though.
You guys want me to sneak ahead? See what's going on?
Perhaps we should wait outside and see how often they come in and go out. Could determine how many there are, perhaps.
And can determine what our powers will be.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Okay. You guys...
I feel somewhat stronger.
It's still, like, kind of in the morning, so it was already maybe weird that the goblin was out and about, especially by himself. So I don't know if you would think that it would be a whole lot of traffic in and out during the day. You wait 15, nothing happens. 20 minutes, nothing. 30 minutes, nothing.
Okay.
40 minutes, still no activity from the
gate. 45 minutes.
An hour goes by, nothing has happened.
About an hour and 5 minutes.
I guess that's my cue.
I suppose. Yeah, that's that in.
You want stealth?
Yeah.
I'm scouting ahead.
Stealth up ahead. Okay. 13.
Okay. We're going to kind of end here. I'm not going to bring all that over and set it up over here, but you can look at the first room there, Matt, and that's what you see. You walk down a few sets of steps. And you see kind of pillars there.
Proper dungeon.
And you see one goblin and some like broken down ruins. And it looks like there's a door down a long hallway. It looks like there might be some other branches that go off. You just go to walk here and kind of look down. And well, you don't have not a dark vision, do you? There's a little bit of light down there, but not much. So you might barely be able to see that far. You just see one goblin, he's sort of like slouched up against this pillar. Almost looks like he might be sleeping. That's what you see.
I'm going to stealth in, cover his mouth, and try to assassinate him.
Assassinate him?
Yeah.
Okay. Your stealth was high enough. You walk down the steps, you continue to see no one around, and he's sleeping up against the thing, and you are able to slit his throat. You don't have to go for it. He's asleep. There's no reason to roll for that.
Okay.
He's asleep.
I sneak back up to the open door, and I motion the party to come on in.
Alright, I'll try to be sneaky.
Okay.
Do you have to be sneaky?
You don't have to be if you don't want to be.
Seven.
Seven?
Or you could not be, even if you
want. I step on every dried leaf on my way there.
Are you just not worried about it, just walking in?
Well, I'm not good at being stealthy, so...
21. Okay.
21? Alright.
Guess.
It's just a small little room.
I have disadvantage, but I guess I'll walk in there.
Okay. Hopefully it's high.
Nine.
Mm-hmm. Middle of the road. Okay. So you guys walk in. It's full of dust and rubble. And, huh?
So you're better than the end of the road.
Well, like I said, it's just a small little room. It's got some runes, some knockdown. The walls are like caving in a little bit. There's two pillars, and you see a dead goblin laying there with its neck slashed open. There's blood all over the floor.
I wonder how that happened.
So. Okay. And you look up ahead. Who has dark vision? You kind of see in there. There's a little bit of light, but it's pretty. It's pretty dark. You two dark vision guys, you see a full hallway go all the way down, and you see at least there's right outside this door, there's two ways going, and then a little further, there's two ways, and then there's a door straight ahead.
You've seen this before.
Are you bringing it over here?
I'm bringing over this one piece.
Hope we don't get into combat.
Excuse me, Aaron. So you guys are all here at the top of the steps, and that's what you guys see. It barely fits all the way. That whole thing fits in that pocket right there. So the next time we play, I'll have it all fully set up.
So did you say it goes down and there's that way and then there's
yep.
that way?
There's two doors, a door on the end of the hallway, and then and then a corner door that goes off into the corner that way.
Well, how'd they see that?
Huh? Well, they don't see that. But you just see a hallway, but you see two different.
That's a cool piece, though.
Echolocation.
Mm-hmm. Echolocation. Yeah, please do that. So you guys make it right there.
Maybe you shouldn't
squeep,
do that.
Squeep.
And that's kind of where you are. What time is it? 10:30. What do you guys want to do?
Third time you said that.
I know. What do you guys want to do?
I'm good.
Level up.
Good being done? Right here?
Yeah,
so okay, so you can level up. Okay, that's fine. We'll stop here. That's good. This is where we'll start. And
man, I assassinated a goblin and all I got was I wonder who did that. No thank you, no nothing. Just
now
I wonder how that happened.
You don't really exist in my world.
Man, token.
It's just easier to just
I just
not
do such a good
any...
job and you guys just do nothing.
You killed a goblin.
I not have any conversation with you at all.
He doesn't like your character. It's okay.
Now I work for the group.
I do work for the group.
He just wants the shinies, that's all.
Make sure to join us again to find out what happens on the next episode of the Scandalous Six D&D podcast.
Oh hey, not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram at scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye!